Jeff Dickerson. And Jeff, what is the lowdown on the new QB, Mr. Justin Fields?
Well, he's looked pretty good for a lot of parts of training camp. I mean, he still is a rookie, okay, and there's still a learning curve, and there's still some things that he doesn't do as well as he needs to do just yet. But, I mean, in terms of just his overall physical abilities, he's the same guy. If you watched college football the last couple of seasons, if you watched Ohio State and all those big games that they played, Justin Fields had a fantastic collegiate career against the best competition in the country, really. So, I mean, you can see that in his size, in the way the ball comes out, arm strength, his mobility, his speed. So there's a lot to like there, and that's been on display kind of in pieces, you know, bits and pieces during training camp. But this is why the Bears have Andy Dalton as their number one quarterback, to give Justin Fields that time to develop behind the scenes. So when they make the move that they're eventually going to make with Fields as their starting quarterback, that he is fully ready and they won't have to be in a situation where they go back and forth. That's not what they want to do. But I would say pretty much so far so good. He's been on track and he's had himself a pretty good summer.
How's the how's it working with Andy Dalton and Justin Fields there?
Well, what they're doing is they're giving Justin Fields a lot of reps in these training camp practices. Not quite as many as Dalton, but not too far fewer. So basically, if Dalton would get like 10 reps, Fields will get like 8, something like that. So, you know, they're making sure that Andy Dalton is ready for the regular season. Now, in tomorrow's first preseason game for Chicago, you're only going to see Andy Dalton for maybe a series 2 at the very most. And then they're going to let Justin Fields play an awful lot. He's going to play a ton against Miami and then in their second preseason game against Buffalo next week. He needs those live reps. But in practice, it's been pretty even. And then Nick Foles is still on the Bears roster, the former Super Bowl MVP for the Eagles. You know, he's their third-string quarterback. He's getting far fewer reps than Dalton and Fields. But there hasn't been any issues so far. You know, the Bears, historically, have not been good at quarterback. I mean, like, really bad at quarterback. And they've never had a quarterback plan, if seemingly that ever works out. This one is actually working. I think Andy Dalton has had a good summer as well. He's a, you know, dependable veteran. If he can just stay healthy and get them to, you know, maybe the midway point of the season or a little beyond that, before Fields is truly ready, I think the Bears would be thrilled. And so far, I have to say, I think that, you know, both quarterbacks have played well, and the plan is working up to this point.
A relatively young still running back, David Montgomery. Is he going to get most of the touches this year out of the backfield?
Yeah, and, you know, Bears head coach Matt Nagy told us when camp opened that in a perfect world, he'd like to get Montgomery 20 carries per game. Now, I'll tell you, that has not happened the last couple of years. Montgomery, his usage, he ends the year with a lot of carries, but he never gets in a rhythm. There'll be like, you know, games where it's like 12, 13, 11, and then boom, 25. And then back to 12, 13, 11. So Matt Nagy really hasn't found a way yet in a couple of years here to use Montgomery the way that he would like to use him. I think this year they're going to make that effort. They are. But the Bears' offensive line is really banged up, and that's been the downside of training camp for all the excitement around Justin Fields, is the fact that they have so many players injured, and 3 of their starting offensive linemen have been out. And the guy they drafted in the second round, Tevin Jenkins out of Oklahoma State, to be their starting left tackle, hasn't had one practice yet in training camp because of a back issue, and back issues for offensive linemen are horrible things, and that just never gets much better. So they're in a bit of a bind right there. So I think, yes, I think Nagy certainly wants to commit more to Montgomery, but we're going to have to, I think, see it to believe it, because we've heard that rhetoric before, and it just has never really worked out the way that they would like to use Montgomery.
Joined by Jeff Dickerson from ESPN, talking all things Chicago Bears here on the Jason Gregor Show. Jeff, if we go back to the draft after Justin Fields, they went offense. They took 2 offensive linemen, running back and Khalil Herbert, and wide receiver Daz Newsome. Of these 4, which one stood out for you the most?
Well, I wish it was Tevin Jenkins, like I said, but he hasn't practiced yet, and that's a huge issue. You know, again, they wanted him to be their left tackle, and when you're a rookie and have never done this before at the NFL level, you can't miss 3 weeks of practice, and all of a sudden, oh, you're ready for week 1. So that's a big concern. You know, Larry Borum is that other offensive lineman they took out of Missouri in the fifth round. He's gotten some looks at left tackle. You know, he's a little more of a developmental type of guy, or they thought he was going to be. But, you know, with all these injuries, he might be in a situation where he plays a little earlier than expected. Now, Daz Newsome was on the PUP list. He injured his shoulder, or I think he fractured his collarbone, I want to say, in OTAs. So we have just seen a little bit of Daz Newsome. So I guess to answer your question, Khalil Herbert probably, because, you know, he is going to have a chance to be a return man. And that's something the Bears don't have right now. They don't have a punt returner. They don't have a kickoff returner. Cordarrelle Patterson was a great kickoff returner for them, but he left via free agency. He's now in Atlanta. And Tariq Cohn used to be their punt returner, but he's injured still. He's coming off a torn ACL last year. So, you haven't seen a ton from these rookies, but I think of those guys, unless Jenkins can get his act together and get back on the field, you might see Herbert find a way to contribute early on special teams.
Talking Chicago Bears football with Jeff Dickerson from ESPN Chicago. Outside of Khalil Mack, we know what he can do, the big trade from, the Raiders. Who else are some people to keep a look at, and any rookies on the defensive side of the ball?
They have some pretty good players at every level on that defense. They got Akeem Hicks up front on their defensive line. He is a monster. He wants a new contract. So, I mean, he is just like, we call him the furniture mover. He just like picks up guys like couches and throws them around. I mean, he is a big dude. He's having a really good camp. He's a former Pro Bowl player. You mentioned Khalil Mack. Roquan Smith, who's injured again right now, which is not good. However, he really seems like he's primed for a big year. Also looking for a new contract at inside linebacker. And then Eddie Jackson just came off the NFI list. He injured his hamstring while training privately in the offseason. He's another Pro Bowl guy, their safety. So there's a lot of names to watch. And then, you know, as far as, you know, younger players, I don't think any rookies have a chance to make much of an impact on defense this year, but a bunch of second-year guys are vying for some spots in the secondary. They lost one of their best cornerbacks, Kyle Fuller, in the offseason. They had to cut him because of salary cap reasons. So there's an open spot at one cornerback position. You might see a young guy like Kendall Vildor as a second-year player getting a look there. Defensively, the Bears are going to be interesting to watch this year. You know, they have a new coordinator in Sean Desai, first-year defensive coordinator. They felt like they were okay last year under Chuck Pagano, but they want to be back to that style of football they played back in 2018 when they were a historically great defense, when Vic Fangio was their defensive coordinator. So, again, they have some injuries, but if they get that stuff sorted out, I think there's a chance the defense for the Bears could be pretty good again this year.
Hey Jeff, we got a text in here from one of our listeners, a Bears fan, and he wanted me to ask you on receiver Darnell Mooney, how has he looked?
Well, Darnell Mooney's the Bears' second receiver right now after Allen Robinson. They don't have a lot after Mooney. They have a lot of veteran guys that have histories of injuries, like Marquise Goodwin, Demir Byrd. There's a lot of guys, Javon Wims, Riley Ridley. There's a lot of guys, but not a lot of productivity in terms of like consistent productivity. But Darnell Mooney is someone they think is going to be a big factor for them. I mean, Mooney himself told us this year that he wants to be a household name and he wants to have 1,000 receiving yards and all that stuff. He's got amazing speed. I mean, he can rip the top off the defense. I think the question is just simply, okay, last year he was a fifth-round pick. He was a newer player. Teams weren't focusing as much on him going into a game plan. This year they're going to focus on him because he has a much higher profile role for the Bears on offense. So is that going to change things when defenses are scheming to stop him? But he's had an excellent camp. He's made a lot of plays in camp. He's an exciting young player. You just got to hope that he stays healthy and finds a way to connect with Dalton and Justin Fields on those deep balls. Same with Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky, not the most accuracy on some of those deep passes, but Dalton and Fields are much better in stretching the field, and that really should suit perfectly for a guy like Darnell Mooney.
Last year, 8-8. What do you look for the Bears in the NFC North this year?
You know, before all these injuries happened, you could have been like, all right, since there's 17 games this year, you're like, okay, maybe they could get to 10-7, something like that. I am concerned with the injuries, but I think the quarterback play is going to be a lot better. So that might even it out. So, I mean, for me, you know, I could see 9 wins, maybe 10. I don't think that's enough to win their division. I think it could be enough to get in the postseason. But, you know, they backed into the playoffs last year. It was a real mirage that they got in. I think this year that they're better. But, again, these injuries kind of scare me off because I've covered this for too long where I've seen too many seasons where injuries in the preseason become injuries in the regular season. It's never a good omen. But right now, again, I'll take that cautiously optimistic approach and say, you know, 9-10 wins, something around that could be a good benchmark for them.
You know, it's not very convincing. I don't think I'll put a lot of money on this one.
Yeah, I wouldn't be betting the mortgage on the Bears. The Bears are not the team to put the life savings on. They usually find a way to mess it up. I'm just optimistic.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, thanks a lot. I'm a Giants fan, so I have no idea. You could tell me 4 wins or 10 wins, I'd believe you. So I've got my own issues, so we'll let the Bears go with theirs.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, well, I think the Bears are in better shape than the Giants, I'll say that, which isn't really saying much if you follow the Giants this summer.
I love it. Jeff, thanks a lot. We'll catch down with you down the road.
You bet. Take care. Have a great weekend.